Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a veteran jazz cat who has been at this game for quite some time. That was alto saxophonist, composer, arranger, author, and educator Jim Snidero, teamed up with trumpeter Jeremy Pell. That was the tune Ball's 90th off the 2018 CD Jubilation, celebrating Cannonball Adderley. So we caught up with Jim recently, and he talked about making this new album. He dug it. Have a listen.
Oh, it was a tremendous joy. I mean, honestly, we didn't rehearse for the date at all. We had done a weekend at Smoke in New York City back in September. That was with Al Foster, and then we decided to do a record, and we did it at the end of December and had Billy drumming on it. And we didn't even rehearse. We just went in, and everybody knows the music, you know, knew it very well. It was one of those dates where it was just kind of magic.
So for the past 35 years, Jim has come to be known as one of the finest jazz musicians of his generation. He grew up in Camp Springs, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. And as a teenager, he studied with the great Phil Woods and was a member of the famed 1 O'Clock Lab Band at the world-renowned jazz program at the University of North Texas. He also studied with saxophone great Dave Liebman and reached the next level as a musician. Doing so. So after he arrived in the Big Apple in 1981, at the age of 23, he first appeared on the jazz radar when he joined brother Jack McDuff's band, recording three albums with the Giant. That led him down other avenues with the Mingus Big Band, saxophone icon Frank West, the Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra, Eddie Palmieri, and even Frank Sinatra. For the past 10 years, he has delved into a series of well-received dates for the prominent Savant record label. And along with the playing and recording these days, he is an adjunct faculty member at the New School in New York and New Jersey City University. And he's been a visiting professor at some of the finest music institutions in the world. He is a very busy and accomplished cat. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the saxophone, with cats like Brett Jackson and Steve Lambert giving it to the crowds, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of enough jazz to keep your soul happy. So let's get another track from Jim on the show. This one is from 2007. It's his take on the song, If, off the CD, The Music of Joe Henderson, as we keep on moving down this jazz road.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Jim Snydaro. Check out Joe with Neon Jazz. It's a pleasure to be talking to him. The music lives on this program.
That was the master saxophonist and flautist Dave Liebman with the 2006 tune Out of Nowhere off his classic ballad CD. David was born in 1946 into a Jewish family in Brooklyn, and as a child in 1949, he contracted polio. He began classical music lessons at the age of 9 and saxophone by 12. His interest in jazz was sparked by seeing John Coltrane perform live in New York City clubs like Birdland, the Village Vanguard, and the Half Note. And over his storied career, he has been a force. And in 2010, he got an NEA Jazz Master's Lifetime Achievement Award, and Jim spent some quality time with him, and he talked about that.
Well, Liebman was someone that I got introduced to in college. We were very, as students, my friends and I were very interested in Coltrane's group with Elvin and McCoy, Jimmy Garrison and Miles's group. Liebman had played with Miles, and he played with Elvin, and so this was like the direct lineage for me and for us. To those groups, and you got to remember this was in the late 70s, so Liebman was very important.
So another fine teacher Jim had was alto legend Phil Woods, and as we make our way into the tune Waltz for a Lovely Wife off the 2016 CD, Warm Woods, let's have a listen to Jim talk about Phil.
So my teachers in D.C. said you got to check out Phil Woods. He was really hot on the scene at that time. I got the records, and I was meeting. He was the guy that really lit the fire for me.
Thank you. Bill Woods. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the best music on your dial.
Just as fine. Don't know about Mason, but down under is quite a time. You'll see stars when the lovin's dinky die. Cause no candy peach can compete with a good old meat pie. So my sweet Sheila, take a taste of this Aussie love. You'll be singing praises to the Southern Cross above. You'll drip in sunshine. Toes curl down under is your best time. So hey there, honey, I'll take the money that I'm just as fine.
That was the very busy Vancouver-based bass player, band leader, and arranger, Jen Hodge, joined by our all-stars with the tune Southern Lover, featuring Jack Ray off the 2018 CD All's Fair in Love and Jazz. And I told her in our interview, if she ever had a radio show, that should be the name of it. Her skills have been on display for a wide variety of artists all over the world, and when Jen is leading the band, she likes it hot, hard swinging with grooves and a boisterous New Orleans-style way of having horns with cheeky lyrics and a lot of very intriguing arrangements. She is very good at what she does. Originally from Courtenay, British Columbia on Vancouver Island, Jen began playing bass at the age of 11 with full intention of making a career out of it. And in the beginning, she fell in love with music the way many others have. Have a listen.
Went to a friend's house after school, and the Beatles movie Help was playing on the TV. And I just was like so drawn to it. And so these Beatles songs I heard once while hanging out at my friend's house while I was 11 after school, and just like for weeks I was singing those songs. And I wound up asking my parents, do you guys have any Beatles music that I could listen to? And they thought that was kind of weird. that wasn't the kind of stuff that they were listening to at home. There's a lot of like folk and classical music, and yeah, they're like, oh well, like 30 years old, but yeah, we probably have some kicking around from back then. Here you go. They dug out a cassette for me, and I just like wore that out.
So our next act is a star in the world of jazz today, Miami-born jazz singer Cecile McLaurin-Savon. This is the 2013 tune Nobody off the CD Woman Child. And as we get into this tune, have a listen to Jen talking about seeing her live.
I got to see Cecile McLaurin-Savon and her band in Seville, Spain a couple years ago. We happened to be on tour over there at the same time, and it was the same concert booker who had organized the work for both of us. And so one of the people in the group I was touring with was friends with her too. So between that and this concert booker, we got, our group got to go and watch that show. And that woman is unbelievable. I can't believe that a talent like that exists on planet Earth. She's amazing.
Comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet. Who says, here's 25 cents, go on, get something to eat. Nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. Summer comes all cool and clear, and my friends see me drawing near. Who says, come on, let's have a beer?
Nobody. When I was in that railroad and thought I'd cashed in my last check, who took the engine off my neck? Nobody.
I ain't never done nothing to nobody. Nothing from nobody, no time. And until I get something from somebody, I will never do nothing for nobody, no time.
This is bassist and vocalist Jen Hodge from Vancouver, Canada, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was flautist, composer, and educator Andrea Brockfeld with the cut off her new album, If Not Now, When, with the 2018 tune Steppin'. This is her third straight-ahead jazz album in the last 6 years, and the second for jazz heads, and this time she was backed by a very exceptional and hard-working band with bassist Harvey S., drummer Jason Tiemann, and pianist Bill O'Connell. It features primarily originals by Andrea and O'Connell, and five of them written under a grant from the Chamber Music America and the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. From the talents of jazz pianist, composer, promoter, vocalist, theatrical producer, and even a publisher, this is Clarence Williams, Back in the Day, joined by his orchestra. This is the 1933 tune, Way Down Home, bringing it all home right here on Neon Jazz, baby.
Hi there, Kansas City. This is London saxophonist George Whinstone, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio. Cheers.
That was the multiple Grammy-nominated pianist Jeffrey Keyser with his take on Across the Universe, Give Peace a Chance, off his latest 2018 CD, On My Way to You. This cat has a very highly regarded discography, unique compositions, and very memorable performances. He's right out of Wisconsin, and he was playing in jazz clubs as a teenager, holding down the piano chair for Art Blakey at 18, and touring in the company of Ray Brown, Joshua Redman, Art Farmer, Benny Golson, and Barbara Hendricks in his 20s. And more recently, he has toured with Wayne Shorter, Diane Reeves, David Sanborn, and Joe Locke, along with many others. He's a very cool cat. From a jazz guitar hero and perennial poll winner, this is Al Di Meola with his four decades as a virtuoso. This is the tune Pomp off the 2018 CD Opus, as our jazz opus is coming to a close on this hour of Neon Jazz. And the final cut on this hour of jazz comes from a cat that reached out to the show, and we dig it quite a bit. This is modern-day London jazz cat George Winstone with his cut Faith off his 2018 CD, Outer Spaces, to wrap it all up, and we were very glad he reached out to us. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is full of jazz faith and so much more, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We always love to hear from you. And you can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.